Hello, this is Rachel Kosman. Welcome to a SearchStorage.com podcast. Today, we'll be talking about the basics of RAID, one of the storage technology words that our readers search for most often. I'm here with Arun Taneja, founder and consulting analyst at the Taneja Group. Hi, Arun. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, Rachel.
Great. Let's get started. First of all, what is the simplest way to define RAID?
So think of RAID as a mechanism for taking a number of disk drives and combining them in sort of an array, if you like, such that the availability of data is actually improved. So, or the performance of the total system, or the total RAID system, is improved. So really, there's two dimensions that you look for from RAID. It's the performance dimension and the availability dimension. A RAID is a method of ganging up, so to speak, a bunch of disk drives such that the availability and the performance is actually improved.
So RAID can be broken down into different levels. Can you explain to me what those levels are?
So there's different ways to gang up these disk drives. And by the way, I should also say that RAID, R-A-I-D, stands for redundant array of independent disks. That's where the acronym stands for. So clearly that implies that you're ganging up a certain number of inexpensive or independent disk drives. The I is actually interchangeably used between independent and inexpensive. So anyways, back to the different kinds of RAID devices. So you can gang them up differently. There's a RAID level 0, there's a RAID level 1, there's a RAID level 3, there's a RAID level 5, and most recently there's also a RAID level number 6. And then there's a bunch of proprietary versions of that that have occurred over the years. And so the idea is, so they give you different levels of availability, they give you different levels of performance, those are the popular ones that I just mentioned, 0, 1, 3. Sometimes there's also a 4. Actually, there's only one commercial implementation that has been very successful for RAID 4, and that's Network Appliance. But other than that, I'm not aware of anybody else using RAID 4. And then, of course, RAID 5 is very, very popular, and increasingly RAID 6 is very popular.
So what would be the main reason a storage manager would deploy RAID technologies?
The main reason to deploy RAID technology is twofold: to improve data availability, in other words, ability to withstand a failure of a disk drive or a failure of two disk drives, and in the case of RAID 6. And the second one is to get better performance by striping across, as I illustrated, just a moment ago.
Okay. And would there be any reasons not to deploy RAID technologies?
Well, so the only reason I can think of is, the data is these are temporary files that you have on this disk drive. In other words, you don't care if part of that data disappears. It is either kept somewhere else and you can get it from there, or it can be recreated somehow by running the same algorithm in the application again. So if the data availability is not important to you, then in that case, it'd be a waste of time and money to do RAID, because RAID is not free of charge. You always end up giving up a certain amount of capacity in order to get that data availability. So I would say the reasons for not doing RAID are few and far between. There are hundreds of reasons to do RAID, and there's maybe one reason not to. So the prevalence of RAID is extremely diverse at this point in time. Practically everything is RAID protected in the marketplace.
And what's on the horizon for RAID technologies? Are there any vendors that are making big changes?
There are some very novel ways in which companies have actually started to use RAID or RAID principles. And the one that really hits me right up front is is something called Beyond RAID, which is from a company called Data Robotics. Data Robotics actually has a set of disk array products designed specifically for the consumer market, and also now very recently for the small, medium-sized business market. And so in Beyond RAID, what they've done is they've essentially applied RAID principles, but they've done it in such a way that some of the inefficiencies or some of the disadvantages from the past RAID systems have disappeared. And I guess one example of that would be in classic RAID, you will actually use the same capacity, same type of disk drives in the entire array to get the maximum efficiency from that RAID system. In Beyond RAID from Data Robotics, it doesn't matter. You can have one disk drive at 1 terabyte capacity, and the second one can be half a terabyte, and the third one can be a quarter terabyte. It will find a way to actually use 100% of 1 terabyte capacity, 100% of the half terabyte, and 100% of the quarter terabyte. So they, it's much better utilization of disk capacities for one, and they've made it much simpler to implement than traditional RAID systems are. So yes, that is kind of the improvement that I've seen in the marketplace, and you know, there are finer levels of differences that are being added, but fundamental changes are few and far between. The performance keeps getting better, and so on and so forth. But the principles of RAID 0 through RAID 6 are still very much intact.
Okay. And for our final question, what are some potential risks when deploying RAID?
You've got an environment where you end up implementing a RAID 5, let's say, and you have a two-disk drive failure. And the type of data that you have cannot withstand failure. I mean, it's very, very precious, very mission critical type of data. Well, in that case, it wouldn't be that that you would deploy something different than RAID. You would just make sure that the right level of RAID is employed, given the type of data, and clearly it's a balance between that and capacity utilization. I mean, the IT guy could mirror everything. Well, in that case, any and all single disk drives can die, but you end up paying 50% of capacity because that's what you do. You use two disk drives to get the capacity of one, so it's a trade-off, and so the entire decision process that any IT person would go through is what type of data do I have, and how much of failure can I withstand, and based on that, pick the right kind of RAID level, and then whatever the pros and cons come with that, that's what the application has to deal with.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Arun, for taking the time to speak with us.
No problem at all, Rachel.